Imagine discovering that the person who claims to love you actually perceives you as a projection of their own unintegrated self, a dream woman who exists only in their mind. This is the bewildering reality for millions trapped in verbally abusive relationships. The wounds may not be visible, but they cut deeper than physical violence, attacking the very core of a person's identity. Through thousands of case studies, Patricia Evans reveals both hard truths and pathways to healing for those caught in this psychological maze. Verbal abuse's defining characteristic is attempting to define another person's reality. When someone tells you what you think, feel, want, or who you are, they're engaging in defining behavior. This isn't occasional harsh words, but a systematic pattern that erodes self-worth. Most bewildering is the Jekyll and Hyde quality of abusers. They maintain two separate realities, an inside world, dream family, and outside world, real people. Jack, for example, responds with anger when Jill asks about weekend plans while remaining charming around others. The core mechanism is the dream woman concept. The abuser anchors his unintegrated self in his partner. When she displays independence, she threatens this projection, triggering attacks to reshape her into his fantasy. Often, there's a distinct switch moment. Initially charming, the abuser becomes verbally abusive after a commitment milestone, as his unconscious believes, "This body won't leave me now." The abuse type depends on when the abuser formed his dream woman. Covert abusers, formed very young, treat partners as a child treats his mother. Overt abusers, formed near puberty, use name-calling and may escalate to physical violence, treating partners like controllable dolls. Verbal abusers invariably grew up without kind, accepting fathers. Instead, they faced verbal abuse that disconnected them from their feelings through statements like, "You're a wuss," or "Suck it up." Their fathers ridiculed emotions, demeaned feminine qualities, or physically assaulted them. This pattern passes through generations as fathers reject their real sons in favor of dream sons. When fathers disconnect boys from their emotions, they create puppet sons who grow up emotionally empty, seeking their unlived selves in female partners. This explains puzzling behaviors, refusing to answer questions because she should already know, making cruel comments, arguing against her opinions because his dream woman would share his thoughts, showing no interest in her authentic self, never apologizing, insisting she knows what he means without explanation, dismissing her explanations, worsening when drinking, and temporarily seeing her as his dream woman after crises. Understanding verbal abuse requires historical context. For generations, men collectively defined women as not people through exclusionary practices. Even early psychotherapy developed within institutions that routinely defined and thereby abused women. Many therapists misunderstand verbally abusive relationships, often causing harm rather than healing. Some wrongly blame victims or suggest they let it happen, leaving women confused about their role in their partner's abuse. Couples counseling typically fails with verbal abuse because it assumes equal communication. Advice like "tell him how it hurts when he yells" ignores the power dynamic and increases vulnerability. Many therapists lack training to recognize verbal abuse. Individual therapy for the abusive partner can help, and separate counseling may benefit couples, but joint sessions typically worsen the situation. Effective counseling requires ground rules preventing anyone from being defined during sessions, including no interruption policies and intervention when abuse occurs. Change is possible for verbally abusive men under specific conditions. Men are more likely to transform if they maintain steady employment, haven't been violent, don't threaten custody battles, demonstrate honest character, remain faithful, and commit to following recommended steps. Conversely, change is unlikely when men face no financial consequences, engage in addictive behaviors, have personality disorders, are unfaithful, have violent histories, lack emotional connections, were abusive before marriage, blame others, mistreat animals or children, or refuse to change. The primary motivation for transformation is preserving the relationship with his dream woman. His psychological survival depends on it. When confronted with the agreement outlining behaviors that must stop, he often sees himself through his partner's eyes for the first time. For committed men, transformation requires five essential practices. 1. Engaging questions, creating inquiries that acknowledge his partner as separate with her own thoughts. 2. Understanding responses, developing empathetic responses that validate his partner's separateness. 3. Taking it back, learning to apologize when he slips into defining his partner. 4. Self-revelation, sharing personal information to break the illusion that his partner knows everything about him. 5. Affirmations, using statements like, "I am not my behavior," to reinforce recovery. Self-nurturance becomes essential as the man reconnects with suppressed aspects of himself. One recovering man demonstrated genuine commitment by stating, "I need to fix myself so that even if I lose you, I can be better for myself and my children." When deciding whether to stay or leave, a woman must make her own choice based on her unique circumstances. Valid reasons to stay include genuine evidence of change, adherence to their agreement, demonstration of empathy, prompt apologies, support for her interests, respect for her boundaries and opinions, and mutual trust. Partners often remain for problematic reasons, including misconceptions that his behavior relates to her actions, changing herself will change him, religious obligations require staying, his promises prevent future abuse, all men behave similarly, or children need an intact family despite witnessing abuse. Documentation of abuse is crucial for those choosing to leave, especially with children involved. However, even with documentation, custody battles can be challenging when abusers leverage wealth and manipulation to gain control. After separation, many abusive men suddenly promise anything to win their partners back, sending floods of messages declaring undying love. These messages typically focus entirely on the man's feelings and desires, never addressing the partner's needs or trauma. Verbal abuse impacts far beyond individual relationships. Children who witness it internalize destructive patterns. Workplaces become toxic when abusers hold power, and communities suffer when these dynamics go unchallenged. People living in chaos while being told their pain is their fault experience profound suffering. The constant hypervigilance leads to serious health consequences, anxiety disorders, depression, cardiovascular problems, and immune dysfunction. Many survivors describe feeling hollow. Though thousands of relationships end this way yearly, families might heal if abuse stops before trauma becomes too severe. Recovery requires not just ending abuse, but active repair work from both parties. As one survivor wrote, "Now I, maiden of peace, become the warrior. The dragon warlord has destroyed my dreams and terrorized my family. But I have found the strength to fashion armor from my shattered self-esteem and a sword from my hurt." Her words reflect the journey of many who transform pain into power, becoming advocates for others. Understanding verbal abuse isn't just about saving relationships, it's about breaking cycles of violence, protecting future generations, and creating healthier communities.